Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. We're talking about the May Index of Small Business Optimism. That's what Bill produces every month for the last 43-plus years. Bill, thanks again for being here. We were talking about the jobs report. You and I were having a little teeny tiny debate. I call it tiny because my perspective is tiny compared to your background. But let's compare your thoughts on how you think things really were in May to what your index told us.
Well, the index didn't change much. It only went up 0.2 points, and that's like nothing. So let's call that no change. So as usual, the good news is it didn't go down.
Right.
The bad news is it didn't go up. and sat there. So the index is still sitting at a level that's well below the average for the last 40 years. So we're at 93.8. So let's call that 94. And 98 is the average over the whole 42 years.
Right.
And we just haven't been above average in this whole recovery. It's just a really a whole different world. If you go back to 2009 when the recovery started, you know, it's all subpar. It's all below average. There's no.
But wait a minute. That's not what the president said. Hey, you know, Bill, I was talking to somebody. I was talking with somebody yesterday, and they were wondering about. You know, they were talking about how, asking me about small businesses, and I said, well, I think with 2% growth, if you survive to today as a small business, that means that you figured out how to operate with austerity. And
exactly.
As long as you don't hire anybody, as long as you don't take on any new investments or risk, you can probably do okay at 2% growth. You figured out how to make a profit. Your balance sheet's probably better than it's ever been because you've deleveraged for the last 7 years. And so my point is, I think small businesses and big businesses have gotten to the point where they're doing okay in this environment. Most of them are. I think three-fourths of small business owners are doing okay, not great, but they're not doing great. But they're surviving, and they're maybe putting a couple of bucks back in profit at the end of the year. But they're not hiring, so it's not creating any economic churn. It's not creating any economic dynamism. It's just we're just sort of flatlining, aren't we?
Right. They've learned how to deal with this low rate of growth. And so you're right. You know, we don't see expansion. We don't see people growing their business. We don't see them doing a lot of hiring. Kind of just stays steady as she goes. And that's it. And if you look at, you know, the reports now, there are a couple of Federal Reserve banks, the Atlanta Fed and the New York Fed, that do these kind of daily forecasts of GDP growth. Based on, you know, data that keeps being released, well, they're both looking at, you know, 2%. So we're in the 2% growth range, and people have figured out how to survive in that. And you don't get a whole lot of, don't get bigger, or you don't get a lot of expansion. You don't get a lot of employment growth out of an economy like that.
But there is another element to this that you report on very well, and I don't know anybody else who does this, at least not as well as you do, and that is the fact that many small business owners, many small businesses would like to hire, and they can't find qualified people. That's another thing that's holding the economy back, isn't it?
Well, that's always amazing to me. You know, that if you check the numbers, about 45 to 50% of our owners report that they hired or tried to hire in the month in May, but 85% of them said there were few or no qualified applicants for the positions they have open. So you look at our job openings number, it did fall a little bit from the expansion high of 29, so we went down to 27 in May. But that's the point, is that's a high number by any measure of history, including, you know, comparing it to 2000, which was the best economy we ever had. So it's a solid number. There are job openings, but, you know, getting people to take a bath and to get rid of the jewelry.
Show up on time and
change their attitude.
Yeah, and be able to pass a blood test and also a drug test and also have a driver's license, a valid driver's license.
Right.
Those are all qualifications. When they say qualified, that doesn't just mean that they have to be a rocket scientist for my rocket science job.
Exactly.
So let's move down and talk about sales. Sales were down a little bit, weren't they?
Yeah, we didn't see a lot of strength in report sales. We asked them each time if they, if their sales in the last 3 months were better or worse than the prior 3 months, and so that number didn't look too good. It fell a couple of points to a net negative number, 8%. So that means 8 percentage points more said my sales are trending down versus trending up, and we really need to see a positive number there. If you have a growing economy, and obviously we don't. We oscillate around, up a little bit, down a little bit, but there's just no real growth there at all in terms of sales.
Yeah. That's really sad, a sad story. And I tell you something, it's killing entrepreneurship in America, isn't it?
Well, I think so. Especially the regulatory stuff, is really killing entrepreneurs. I'm going to write a special piece on that in the next report, so you'll have to take a look at it.
Absolutely. We'll be sure to look forward to that.
Yeah, there were a record number of regs that you have.
Right. And it's not just regs. I report on this with people who track this every day, and my friend Wayne Cruz calls it regulatory dark matter, which are the guidance documents.
Exactly.
Right? They're not even regulations. They're just guidance.
Yeah, well, they're regulations, so what they guide you to do, you better do.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back and talk some more about all of this with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.